Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Airbus Podcast. My name is Daniel Johnson.
My name is Playoff Peter.
My name Playoff is Peter. Mike Playoff Banner.
No, it's not.
Happy Real Basketball.
I don't know, but I know you're lying!
Sorry. My name is Mike Blayoff Benner. Is that better? Is it the alliteration? Blayoff with a B?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Michael Blayoff. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
I'm just, guys, you know, I'm dealing with the extra stuff. Yeah.
I'm just excited. You know, this is a season that in some ways probably shouldn't have happened. I think we, to some extent, we all said that. Or at least, you know, I think, Jamal, you always want it to happen. But Peter and I... we're kind of like, why are they doing this in a pandemic?
I never want another Cavs seasons to happen ever again.
I'm on the Courtney Williams side of the spectrum. We're here to get a bag. I'm not going to pretend we're not here to get a bag. You guys can do whatever you want and rah-rah and look like boo-boo fools.
Right. I just think they should have given the players the bags and let them take the year off. Enjoy their time at home and their families, not getting sick.
Michael, have you heard of capitalism?
Yes,
what if they
I know.
Turn the season into TikTok season, where it's like, you know, you get wins based on your TikTok dances?
Whichever player like makes the best countertop pizza.
Yeah, air fryer usage rates.
Listen,
I'm talking about you. You guys have not seen the trend, the TikTok trend of like white women in their 30s just like making nachos directly on top of the counter?
No, I have not seen this. Sounds ridiculous.
Oh, Jamel, I'm going to send you some videos. It is ridiculous. But there's a huge hit TikTok trend where people essentially just wasting food by like putting spaghetti and meatballs directly under their marble countertops and having people eat it with their hands.
Yeah, and I'm sure some black people were doing this online 10 years ago. Shouts out to Peter for ever thinking he could rein this show in. Fuck out of here, Peter.
Benner is on. Benner's on vacation. I have to do business. First of all, airbuds.com for t-shirts, for joining our Patreon, or go to patreon.com/airbudspod. We failed to put out a Patreon this week, but that's the first time in 700 years that we've done so.
Yeah, man, Discord, we've been on a popping streak, dude. We've been hot.
And like the playoffs here, so obviously
I do
want to
apologize.
Go ahead. You can apologize.
I feel bad about the lack of the Patreon episode this week. This is the busiest the three of us collectively have been ever since we've known each other. And
lives. Okay. I don't. Yeah. Once Joe Budden fired all his guys, we got all their jobs. Okay. So
you know what they're saying about all the billionaires thriving in the pandemic? Like, that's us, but for like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. The thousandaires are thriving in the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You were going to say
I'm able to afford Taco Bell now. It was Del Taco up until a few weeks ago.
Whoa. I mean, Del Taco is better, but I see what you're doing.
Thriving.
Anyways, Peter, business, tpublic.com. Search your AirBuds podcast. Go get our Nikola Jokic, Bobby Hill mashup shirt if you want to root for the Nuggets, who, you know, frankly, won't get into it because you
they need it.
Your support at this time.
They need it bad. We did get a on par review, which I would love to shout out. Shout out to Slammy D for leaving us a review. 5 stars, Jamel is the best bud. It doesn't need to be said, but Jamel is the best bud. I tolerate the other guys. Shout out to Monty Williams. Shout out to Mikhail Bridges. Shout out to Dario Saric. Forward Robert. I said forward Robert Sarver.
F. Robert Sarver.
F. Robert Sarver. Yeah, fair enough. Also, maybe Robert Sarver did play forward. Listen, thank you for tolerating Mike and I, especially because today he's on this phone, so he can't stop me. Is Mike Benner's birthday. Happy birthday,
whoa.
Mike.
Thank you. It is my birthday. I am on vacation. And you know what? Here's my birthday wish, Slammy D. Stop listening to our fucking show. You can you only tolerate Peter and me. You can make your life so much better. If you're listening to an hour or sometimes 2 hours of content a week where you can't stand 2/3 of it, you are ruining your own life. Free yourself. Not. Stop listening to us.
I honestly, yes.
If you love it, set it free. Listen, of course, Jamel is the star. This is the whole point. We're here.
We're here because this is a podcast about basketball, dog. I'm not. This is a podcast. The star is the athletes. It was never me.
That is true.
How do you guys?
They
feel?
Are the shining stars of my life.
Are mm-hmm. you guys on speaking terms? Everything good? Let's just get
I
right
don't
into
care,
it,
man.
Wizards, whatever. Sixers today.
I thought we were going to get wiped today. I thought we were going to get wiped up today.
It was competitive.
And it was a competitive close game. A little too much trying to get into the paint once we got it close. But, I mean, I don't know. Like we scored a crazy amount of paint points today. But down the stretch, Philly did put the clamps on us, and it was annoying. Like, you're paying Bertans $80 million. Go let him miss 4 threes in a row. At least we can all be mad at this one white guy instead of everybody trying to get in the lane looking dumb as hell.
Mike?
Yeah. I mean, look, I love Jamel. There's obviously he's the only good thing about our podcast, so I have to love him. but God, yeah, damn. No hard feelings. I'm just excited. Like, this was a really good game. And, you know, I think the Sixers are probably going to win the series, but I think every game is going to be exciting and competitive, and I probably is going to go to 6 or 7.
Yeah, would love game 6. I might walk to DC for game 6.
Is this as healthy as you guys
I'll join you on that.
Aisle?
Pretty much, you know, with the exception of the guys who are hurt, you know, gone for the year, like, yeah, guys are looking pretty good. Ish Smith, I think we should be playing bigger, or like it should be taking Neto's minutes, but that's also wrong because Neto had a pretty good game. I just don't, we just don't seem big enough.
It doesn't feel
like,
say,
I don't know. Yeah. There is no size. I don't know if Neto had a great game.
Great is a stretch. Yeah. Great isn't it. And especially not in the first half, but he hit some shots. He hit some shit in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. But
that's true. Yeah, he had a few shots, but he only scored. He had 7, 3, and 1. That's not a great line for your starting point guard for the game. Or I guess a shooting guard.
Yeah, but just say guard. At times. We play fantasy guards. We don't even have positions, bro. It's like just three regular G's.
Westbrook kind of had a decent game, but kind of a clunker in terms of like it being, you know, round one, game one of the playoffs. You can get 16, 14 assists, 5 rebounds.
Boards.
But, he couldn't, you know, get didn't the shoot down. Well. Yeah, couldn't get it going. I don't think that'll last the whole series. I don't know. I think the Sixers are going to probably have 2 to 3 bad games, and this might be a series. Joel Embiid, quiet 30 points. Like, it felt like he was having a terrible game, and then he checked the box score, and he's like, oh, he just scored 30.
He fucking buried us with 3 straight workout little one-leg fadeaway jumpers from any spot of his choosing.
Gorgeous.
Jesus.
Okay, yeah. This is actually best-case scenario. You guys are going to make it competitive so Jamel can be satisfied of being a competitive A seed, like his dream. And also, you guys get to play a tough opponent who's going to get you hyped for the winner of the Atlanta Hawks, New York Knicks.
I mean, it's pretty sick that we haven't mentioned Tobias Harris at all.
Oh, right.
That's pretty
Tobias
disgusting
Harris,
of us.
Game high 37, right? Looked
28
like
in the first
all-star
half.
He probably should have been. Yeah, he looks fucking sick. He was great.
We got to put Bonga in.
They
got to let us play
3.
They got to let us play 6 guys. And the 6 guys should be Bonga.
Only if you stack 2 of them on top of each other like little rascals.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. If they want to do little rascal rules, I'm cool with that. That we should get to have 6 guys.
I'm excited for your series. I think it's actually one of the better games of this weekend.
Also, I'd like to acknowledge that I was right about us losing to Boston, and you guys are the worst 2 things about this podcast.
Fair. You did call that on the nose, like to a T.
Literally, you said
Tatum had fucking 50. It's just
going to score 50, and he scored 50.
We have a problem with the wing.
I wanted you to be happy.
Issue. That doesn't matter. Happiness isn't important. All right, facts. The only thing that matters is the truth.
All right, Fox News. Let's talk about the truth of the Miami Heat for a second. Are the Miami Heat going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks? And also, is it also possible at the same time that this is maybe the strongest Milwaukee Bucks team that Giannis has had around him?
Jrue Holiday is a difference maker.
It feels like that is going to be the best series if we had to overreact. If Hot Take Harry came in right now and was like, the Bucks and the Celtics is the biggest matchup of the first round. That's, I feel like, would be, or the Heat. Like, Jimmy Butler's doing Jimmy Butler things. And
going 1 for 10.
Yeah, but still being feisty. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that series? Is that your favorite one so far, other than the one you're involved in? Or am I just overreacting?
You are overreacting, but, I mean, do the Bucks deserve any flowers for just doing what they should? Chris Middleton.
He was in the finals last year.
It's Chris Middleton's ball at the end of the game, and that's fine because he's now 4 for 7. In playoff game winners, you don't. I mean, you can't give it to Giannis.
Really can't shoot.
Giannis is the most first half basketball player I've ever seen in my life. The most first half head ass.
I think that's pretty accurate. Hey, Peter, you mentioned Fox News earlier, and I just wanted to make an observation. I think it might be more fitting to call it Fox Fantasy. Now back to the Bucks Heat. I think Peter's right. It is
only because it's your birthday. If you haven't kicked off this podcast now,
God damn.
I agree. I think I, even though the Heat lost, I could see them winning this series. They were not scared of the Bucks. Chris Middleton, you know, shot 10 for 22 to score 27. I don't know that's going to happen in every game. Giannis shot pretty fucking poorly.
Duncan Robinson had a perfect game, though. Is he always going to have a perfect game?
Duncan Robinson shot 7 for 13.
You can level out corners. Duncan Robinson and Jimmy, though, right? Like, you can kind of, one goes up, one goes down there. You're just going to get similar
I'm output. Fucking with the Heat big time. I mean, it seems like Jrue Holiday can guard all of them, but they have so many guards. Dragic looked good. Kendrick Nunn was effective. Tyler Hero was there. He was pictured at the game.
I think Jimmy Butler's not going to shoot 4 for 22 again in this series.
I got the yellow Udonis Haslem jersey.
Good for you. Ooh. They're pretty nice.
I wanted the Dragic one, but for some reason, the only size that was sold out was 3X. Fat guys love Dragic.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking about...
Like, fat guys want to be, like, tiny? Is that it?
Yeah, I think we just want to be, like, tiny, like, you know, Serbian guys.
Oh, to be Serbian.
What a dream. We can all dare to dream to be Serbian. All right, let's stick to the Eastern Conference here. Hot take here, he says, the Celtics are done. Celtics are a wrap.
Slovenia,
Celtics.
Sorry. He's from Slovenia. Shout out to Slovenia. I'm so sorry.
Do we need to say anything else?
I think the Celtics are roastada.
There's no way they win the series. There's absolutely 0% chance that they.
This is not over by five games
at most.
It seemed like Kemba was off to a really good start, and then he cooled way off. I mean, if that changes, maybe. But I don't know.
Kemba first round exit, Walker. Okay.
Hey, man.
Do you think a first round exit will have, given even considering that Jaylen Brown is injured, do you think this will have any kind of bearing on Brad Stevens' job?
Also, do you think it's Kemba Walker's fault? Jaylen Brown being hurt and Brad Stevens being a fucking goober. Is that Kemba Walker's fault? He was also hurt too, which is his fault. That's God's fault.
Danny Ainge will find a way to blame it on Kemba Walker.
I'm sure he will.
And live to see another day. Yeah.
This is going back a little bit to the last series. If I'm Mike Benner, which I'm not, but sometimes I wish I was.
Could be for a price.
One day. You know, if I work hard and brush my teeth and do all my homework, I would want the Miami Heat. Actually, I don't care who's coming out of that Heat Bucks series because they're going to give the Nets such a fucking tough second round, which is going to set you guys up so fucking nice for the Eastern Conference Finals. You guys are in such a good fucking position.
I agree.
To go to the finals.
The Hawks won today. Do we not respect the Hawks? Do we not respect the Hawks as a foe? No. Why not?
Did you see Gallinari's hair?
Yes, he looks like Baby Zangief. He looks like that dude who was fucking the Fox News lady.
Baby Zangief?
Baby Zangief who was fucking... the terrorist in Congress. What's her face?
Yeah, that Congress lady, whatever.
CrossFit terrorist.
Yeah. Shout out to the Discord for that intel as well.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that Fox News comes up again and Zangief because sometimes I watch those shows and they treat those debates like a street fight.
Now point you're just trying Hawks, to get the person who left that review to never listen to the show on purpose.
It is
a street fight.
It's personal
guys.
For him. It's personal for Benny right now.
uh,
Come on.
Back to the Hawks and Knicks.
Julius Randle had like 17. Jason Collins.
Did not.
Josh Collins.
He did not have a
Tom
game.
Collins. Yeah, he had him in check.
I don't want to be hot take Harry, but I hate watching Trae Young. He's fucking such a little soft-ass bitch hunting for fouls and getting them and influencing the game. Fuck him.
Yo, the Garden was out of line. The Garden was out of line screaming, fuck Trae Young. And he put him to bed. At first, because I didn't hear that because I was watching on TNT Overtime.
I saw you threatening to watch on TNT Overtime on Twitter.
I swear to God, dude, I'm not playing with these dudes, man. I will cut them dudes off in a heartbeat. If Wes Hall says another fucking goober-ass thing about Bertans hitting 5 threes, I'll cut him off.
Is TNT Overtime the like lo-fi beats the study to version of like an NBA broadcast?
Honestly, it's kind of clean. It's a little like, I think the way to do it is just like the mosaic of all the angles. But it's
obviously
in stadium feed.
Mosaic.
And, you know, you get some interesting zoom ins of the benches. I think that's the only real plus.
Yo, whoever was on, there was an Encore camera that, like, they were shooting in like 8K. It looked great. The like depth of field and that thing was beautiful. I imagine actually, like, it made me want to watch things in TNT Overtime just because of how, like, gorgeous the film quality was on some of these camera angles.
Furthermore, I think Greg Anthony is one of the more underrated color commentary guys. Greg Anthony is never even in the conversation. He's smooth. People last night were like, Vince Carter is 10 times better than Chris Webber. I'm like, the dude is speaking over himself. Not to mention his partner was a cornball. Whoever the white dude they had Vince Carter with last night, he's got a little haterism, holleration in his dancery. I picked up on that.
It was me. I admit it.
You were there. That was you, dude?
I'm Vince Carter's broadcast partner.
Damn.
I'm the corny white guy.
I think that's going to, that probably will be the most fun series that has nothing to do with basketball. The real fun series for the East is the Heat Bucks. But like, boy, talk about unhinged euphoria and just classic heartbreak. Watching the Knicks, there is just something so basic about watching 15,000 psychopaths from New York City lose their goddamn minds, being conducted by like Tracy Morgan, John Stewart, and fucking James Dolan.
Spike Lee's jumping around in an all orange outfit. Yeah, I mean, it's real special stuff. And we haven't even gotten to Atlanta yet. Do you know how many rappers are going to be courtside in Atlanta? Pooh Shiesty might be there.
Ooh. You know who might be there? And look, this might have to be an Air Bud special report come next week. But there's an off chance that I might be in Atlanta for a game next Friday.
Holy fucking shit.
I'm sorry,
are you
going
to sit with Quavo?
If I see Quavo, I'm going to be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to talk about that. Never mind.
You'll see Takeoff. Get a picture with Takeoff for us, please.
If I wind up in Atlanta next week, there's some circumstances that are happening, and if work stuff lines up, then I might be able to go. I'll keep you guys posted offline.
Whoa. You heard it here first. Honestly,
it's just like, can I make it happen? I will if I can.
That's very exciting.
I'm excited.
Well, I think it's time to move on to the Western Conference and break down some overreacting. Again, transparently, Utah is whooping Memphis right now 27-17 in the middle of the second quarter.
Yep.
But we have other games to discuss. Most notably, I just want to start with Portland and Denver. Because I feel like some of these, like, this felt like, it, again, like the Miami Heat, like, and the Bucks. This was just so obviously going to happen. Was anybody surprised? Were you guys surprised?
I mean, who did you have? No, but who did you have? Who did you have winning this series?
I have like Denver maybe in seven, but like I feel like this game this goes six or seven.
Maybe because I was on Quaaludes, I forgot. But I believe I had Blazers in seven. I just had seven, and you were like, "Okay, Jamel, whatever, bro. I guess."
Whatever, man. I can't be held accountable for anything I say at any point. Listen, watch. I just changed my mind. Blazers in six. How about that? See how easy that was?
Well,
only if Carmelo's getting booed, they'd have to boo Carmelo every game. Does Denver double down on the boo? Do they boo him again?
I want as many members of the Banana Boat Boys to be playing for as long as possible in the Western Conference.
Why would they boo him again? Why would they do that?
I think Carmelo is just a not liked player around the league. And I don't understand why. I mean, he came and made Denver, relevant again.
He's the reason they're even relevant now. Leaving, he gave them 8 years. They just hate him.
And then not only did he do that, but when he left in the best way possible for Denver by giving them a bajillion assets to make them kind of feisty for a little bit.
Yeah, AD didn't.
Who
do
knows?
That.
Denver is like they're all fucking. They're all high out of their mind. They're all white dudes with dreads that like wear toe shoes and go rock climbing right before the game. Who knows what they want or like?
Ashton,
they like rocks and toes.
Come on, bro.
I don't know. I could see this game going seven, and it's a this series or. I said game. This series is like a complete toss-up to me. I could see the Blazers kind of fucking just running away with it. I could see Denver taking it in five at this point. I have no idea what's going to happen. I think it all depends kind of on how Nurkic plays for the duration of the series. Because the Blazers, in a lot of ways, have kind of like gone the way he goes. For the whole season, he played pretty decent. He had 16 points and 12 rebounds, and like they're gonna need that from him, I think, at least if they're gonna like win this series, they're gonna need that from him every game,
maybe even a little more.
Yeah, I mean, 20 and 12 would probably help them out. He also had 5 assists, which is really good for him.
I'm thinking about the Nuggets right now. I mean, Millsap is whatever at this point.
The season was lost with Murray. It's sad. They would be real contenders with Murray, and they're not.
What happened? Campazzo coming alive. Good to see him starting, being very annoying. Damn, might punch
you, Campazzo.
Hey, gelato, cappuccino.
Can I just go back real quick, Benner? And can I just shout out the Sixers organization for being one of the only teams, if not the only team, to have a center court logo that you can't shoot threes from? Mm. I really appreciate that, and I thank you personally.
Right, the angles on the 7 and 6 kind of make it hard to, like, step. Like, I don't know. I feel like, the Blazers, like, logo is, like, gigantic. So, like, you can kind of, you know, shoot from 35 if you have your foot on the logo from the right way. But the 7 and 6, no, that's a difficult logo shot.
Every team. And I think it's a marketing thing that's backfiring for a lot of people. Because now you're just giving these dudes that can shoot it from out there these just like targets. Like, I know if I'm standing on this painted area, I can hit this shot.
I'm going to go ahead and blame it on Rock and Jock basketball to like who like probably got it in players' heads as kids like that, like about shooting from the logo, because they would literally put logos on the court where you could hit for 25 points.
That makes sense. I bet Steph went to like three or four Rock and Jocks.
This is a Steph Curry issue. By the way, I want to shout out all the media for saying Steph tried really hard to get into the playoffs, and now one of your MVP finalists isn't even in the fucking playoffs with a play-in tournament.
It's actually insane. I kind of want him to be the MVP
it
now.
So much.
Yeah, because it's bad. It's bad, and that's why Benner likes it, but that's why I like it too.
I love it too.
It makes no sense. And it's full on pathetic. Just lunacy.
Pathetic.
It was an absolute pathetic, weird, random thing to try to like push the idea that Steph Curry, because he's averaging 30 points a game, and just to get his team not into the playoffs, that he would be MVP. Dame Lillard averaged 30 last season, got his team into the eighth. He actually got his team into the actual playoffs and did not get a single ounce of MVP consideration. The fact that Julius Randle, who's been really quite fucking good to great for four seasons now, but nobody paid attention because he was on the Pelicans the shitty Knicks.
None of them executive produced a TV show. The media is accounting for media work.
Okay.
I think that's what we're missing.
I know I'm not going to
sound like he did those numbers plus he EP'd a TV show.
I'm not going to sound like a bud that annoys Slammy D, but you know who is a player who averaged more than 30 points a game and actually got their team into the fucking playoffs? Bradley Beal.
Sure.
Like, how can you tell me Steph was more impactful than Bradley Beal? And no offense to Bradley Beal, but not even should be sniffing the MVP top three finalists.
Which is something finally we agree.
I want the Nuggets now to lose in the first round as fast as possible. And then I want the Sixers to go to the finals because I want Steph Curry to win. And then Jokic to come in second place and Embiid to get like one first place vote in the MVP race. And then I want the Sixers to go to the finals and Steph and Jokic to be long on vacation when the MVP is announced. That would be the best, funniest thing to me and probably the most fitting for Philadelphia.
And there you have it, folks. How about the Suns today?
They're gonna fucking beat the Lakers.
I mean,
am I crazy?
I mean, we all got. How scared were you when Chris Paul went down?
I was pretty scared.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think he's been so sturdy for them this season. Very, very. You know, he's obviously always fighting injuries. This year was a little less so than most seasons, right? I don't know. I don't even know how many games he missed this season. But yeah, it felt a little bit like the 2015 playoffs for a moment.
And I love that. No, I don't. I thought I was good. And then they went to the overhead cam, which was even scarier. Because, like, I thought I was going to see, like, his fucking, like, peck, like, be disconnected from his fucking, you know, bones or something really fucked. But came back. Dup.
I mean, is this going to be a sweep?
No.
It can't be a sweep. I don't think LeBron's
Phoenix was
let.
Amped. I think we're you know, first off, yeah, this is LeBron game one. This is just what he does. But also,
you're right.
Phoenix had a full stadium. They were pretty hype. I don't think nobody's played in front of a full audience this year, so it's got to be jarring.
It's got to be a little weird. And it was full. It was like the pandemic never happened in Arizona.
Which already, yeah.
Neither did the election, baby. Who's with me? Hear me out about Joe Biden. He won. He won Arizona. That's it. I guess you're right. I know Anthony Davis won a championship, but it still feels like we're having the same conversation about Anthony Davis, and that's never going to change. And also, this team's starting to feel like LeBron taking the like Cavs teams almost, but LeBron's older. But you're right. They win next game, and they've got home court advantage, and everything flips. But Devin Booker is very... very, very, very good.
Yeah, he's an issue. They got issues. They got issues over there.
DeAndre Ayton
Lakers defense is good, but
do the Suns have four of the best five players in this series?
No.
Do they have three of the best five?
They have three of the best five. Yeah, they get Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton, and then they have LeBron and AD. I think I said last episode, and Andre Drummond, yeah.
No, he is the AD. He's the real AD. Continue.
Okay, got it. That DeAndre Ayton could maybe give AD some work, and I didn't fully believe it, but then it happened today.
Man, DeAndre Ayton is so consistently like around 14 points a game during the year that it like looks weird. But
DeAndre Ayton has the physicality that every Lakers fan wants Anthony Davis to have.
Yeah, Anthony Davis shot 31% from the field, scored 13, only had 7 rebounds. That is. Like, it's straight up. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, 10 for 11, 21 points, 16 rebounds. That's insane. Like, DeAndre Ayton fucking totally outplayed AD in every facet.
Man, and it's game one. All of these dudes have to pretend that they don't know how to play basketball for a while. It's, like, annoying. Like, even LeBron. Have we even talked about the fact that I went to the Lakers play-in game?
Oh, we did not talk about that.
No, go on.
I win.
That was what, yeah, how'd it go?
Man, that's why that's one reason why we didn't have a fucking show. I was at the game, and it was fucking lit as fuck. And also, I don't think they let
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Rexha.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
The Clippers games, get that live. I don't think that would be allowed. It was also seeming really regular. They had the TVs back on. You could walk around with your mask down and have a beer in your hand.
Lakers capacity is 10,000 and Clippers capacity is like 4,000.
I'm telling you, still, awesome. The Clippers have a different... The Clippers are still on yellow tier. It was feeling completely different. They had the Laker girls was really there.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
They gave the Laker girls a whole set of bleachers.
Clipper Spirit is still in quarantine.
Yeah, Chuck the Condor can't come to the... They won't let him on the floor, dog. I know.
Chuck the Condor has been health and safety protocols.
That shit was crazy. And also, it's like... I know I've spent a lot of time making fun of Lakers fans. Like, these people are crazy. But by the end of that game, I had also become crazy.
I was about to say, you got to witness the other side of LeBron doing LeBron things after destroying your life. And like, come on, I hope that felt nice.
Bro, I lost my shit. I was like, he's trying to get Draymond, throw him out. Yes, yes, stay down, stay down. I'm like screaming, stay down.
Like you're fucking yelling at Rocky.
Yeah, it was. I was really unhinged, man.
Good for you.
Speaking of different standards for Lakers and Clippers, So the night before the play-in game that Jamel attended, LeBron James had a party for tequila that he is a part owner of, in which Drake and Michael B. Jordan and several other famous people attended.
And one white person. One old white man.
Which is the most... welcome to L.A. Get yourself a tequila brand. Get you one white guy. And get you a tequila, my boy.
And then the NBA apparently announced that LeBron was found to be in violation of the health and safety protocols, but is not being punished in any way, shape, or form, and he does not have to do 10 to 14 days of quarantining, which is what every other player has had to do all season long. What's going on?
What do you think is going on?
Over. They sent a nice añejo over to the Secaucus.
What do you think's going on?
I guess what's going on is that if Steph Curry is not in the playoffs, and then if LeBron isn't, then there goes the ratings entirely.
I'm telling you, dog. And this is why I say fuck LeBron all the time. Fuck this dude.
Yeah, he's the best ever. It, would you?
Again, why are you blaming LeBron? Of course I would. When this is capitalism. Like, what do you think? What do you think Adam Silver, like, this is, I actually think this is an incredible flex by LeBron.
I'm blaming LeBron for capitalism, absolutely.
Just a kid from Akron, man.
He's just my representative of capitalism. In the 90s, it was Oprah. Now it is LeBron.
Oprah's still doing pretty well for capitalism, to be honest.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Crunchy.
It felt like LeBron doing his classic narrative kind of building. He wants to have it out there that the night before he played Steph Curry in the play-in, he was at a party with celebrities drinking tequila. And now I guess part of that narrative is that he's so powerful that the league can't exist without him, so they did not suspend him for it. But I guess my take is, why would the league even announce that he violated the health and safety protocols at all? Why wouldn't they just be like, hey, LeBron's party was safe and everyone was vaccinated? Why wouldn't they just be like, say that instead of being like, LeBron violated the rules, but he's not being punished?
It's because they're good guys.
did you ever think for a moment when that was announced that he was gonna miss a game?
No, I was just shocked that they would announce it at all. Why fucking announce it? It just makes Adam Silver look like a weak loser.
Why is LeBron even posting the pics?
Because he wants to craft his narrative. He wants to be seen drinking tequila with Drake the night before he plays Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Who does Drake rap about first?
Well, he rapped about Steph Curry and the Warriors years ago. He used to let them have practice at his house, right?
Would you be shocked if his next verse was about Michael B. Jordan instead of either of them? Michael B. Jordan was in a very nice Dior sweater.
Right. He's going to say something also, Drake, like I. B. Jordan like Michael.
Also, they let Drake have his mask down in the stadium. It was a bunch of people. Hold on, wait. Oh my God, guys. The wildest thing that I saw was somebody forced the return of the Kiss Cam. They just had people on the cam. It was not the Kiss Cam. And it was these two girls. And yeah, Shorty took her mask down and kissed her girlfriend on the camera. And it was pretty tight. And I was like, this would not be allowed at a Clippers game. If this was a Clippers game.
These are the Clippers game. Can't kiss each other yet. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good basketball played by them.
Did I also call the Clippers losing game one? I believe so.
You know what? You probably did. But this is like, is it weird that like Luka was so fucking annoying this year. Whiny little bitch boy the whole fucking year. And then he just rocks a triple-double, tells Patrick Beverley's too fucking small, does whatever
he wants.
True. And I'm here for all of it. All of it. I want the Mavericks to beat them so fucking bad. Fuck the Clippers, man. Fuck them.
Why do I even want Porzingis to be good? Like, what is the point? Like, I need these executives to be right. Like, why the fuck do I care?
Oh, analytics scouts. Yeah,
no, it's so dumb.
I think it's somehow, like, I never thought about it, but the Clippers are maybe the one team more annoying than the Mavericks. And I think it's mostly Pat Bev and Paul George's fault, right?
Sure. I mean, at this point, I put 100% of the blame on Paul George, and I don't care if it's fair. And yes, I am violating Paul George's mental health by saying this, because it's not actually true, and I do not care.
He had like a pretty fucking pedestrian 23 points. It was classic Paul George game. Like, I'm having a statistically solid game in a game that I made no impact on us actually.
The first, I honestly took a nap because I knew it was coming, but in the first quarter, he was looking frail, fresh braids, yet frail beneath them. Does everybody on the Clippers all have the same hair?
I think they're washed.
Or, you know, person.
Is Kawhi impacting games the way Luka's impacting games? And yes, is this an overreaction? Is this hot take? Dude, but yeah, I kind of feel like it.
Yeah, I don't know. The Clippers, I mean, what? Are they the most like unexciting? Like, wait, what are they? Are they? They're the 3 seed, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, is that the 4 or 5 game?
Yeah. God, I don't even know. I feel like I should know this, but I'm just not interested really in this series. I'm like, say, like, call me when we figure out who gets.
It's 4 or 5.
It's 4 or 5, yeah.
4 or 5. It's just not a very interesting game to me, or series to me. I don't like either team. I want Kawhi out of LA.
Whoa.
He's got a player option this year. New York is calling. The Knickerbockers need somebody.
Whoa. How does that even work? What are they going to do? Do they got to move a guy?
No, the Knicks, they've got plenty of fucking cash to sign a free agent, and Kawhi's got a player option this year. He can decline to return to the Clippers.
Which would be really funny. Somebody online was like, man, that 4 month period where we say Kawhi was the best player in the league was pretty crazy. It was like maybe Dragonfly Jones.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But, I mean, if I'm Kawhi Leonard and I'm looking at my team and I'm like, who are my best teammates, Paul George and Marcus Morris? Like, and then I'm looking over at the Knicks and I'm like, I can play with Julius Randle and, like, RJ Barrett. Like, that seems like a fucking upgrade to me.
Marcus Morris was a minus 25 in the first game.
Not a good.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to make a prediction now. Kawhi Leonard will be a New York Knick.
That's a bold take. I like it, man. I don't know what to think. I can't speak on anything that Kawhi Leonard does.
I know, right? It's hard to speak on any of that because he just wants to live in near his home. So him moving to New York is highly unlikely. But I posit that it makes more sense on the Knicks right now. Well,
what if they build him a private train? What if they build him a private train?
Now hear that about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Let's wrap this up. I'm gonna enjoy my vacation time here.
Oh, you're telling me you're not enjoying our company?
No, I love it. I just have a pool out there. I got a hot tub.
You're telling me you're not having fun? You should have potted from the pool.
Yeah. Pool pot.
Shit, I could have done that.
Well,
next time. Up. Yeah.
All right, boys. Happy basketball. Playoffs are upon
us. Happy basketball.
Yeah.
Playoffs are here, and I'm very happy.
Peace.
Love you guys. Bye. We'll be right back.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.